Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Zelensky will speak to both houses of Congress this morning around 11 a.m. Eastern, it's being reported a request for him to speak at the Japanese Parliament has been submitted. The prime ministers of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia traveled to the embattled Ukrainian capital of Kyiv to meet with President Zelensky on Tuesday in a show of support for Ukraine. Slovenia Prime Minister Janez Janša.
We are also here to tell you that you're not alone. Your fight is our fight, and together we will prevail.
Almost a year after 13-year-old Adam Toledo was killed by a Chicago police officer in Little Village, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox announced that her office will not be bringing charges against the officers who fired the fatal shot, nor will they charge the officer who killed a 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez. Both Toledo and Alvarez were carrying guns on the night they were shot. Prosecutors determined that both officers acted reasonably. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Military forces from Japan and the United States are practicing for war near Mount Fuji.
Japanese and U.S. Marines had their first airborne landing and combat training together near Mount Fuji today as the two allies strengthen military cooperation amid growing maritime activity by China and Russia in the regional seas. Japan has been expanding its defense budget and capability for about a decade and is now revising its key national security strategy in the face of threats from China, North Korea, and now Russia. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Eli Lilly says it won't export non-essential medicines to Russia due to its invasion of Ukraine. The company is reducing its business in Russia to only provide drugs that treat diseases like cancer and diabetes. The Indiana-based drug maker says it has also suspended new clinical trials in Russia, along with all of its investments there. Eli Lilly joins a growing list of businesses that have halted or severely limited their operations in Russia since February 24th. USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
By testing sewer wastewater, the Center for Disease Control says America will get another spike of COVID-19 cases.
New CDC sewer data is suggesting there will be a rise in COVID-19 cases in the United States. A 10% increase or more in coronavirus wastewater levels was found in a 15-day period from February 24th to March 10th. Of just over 400 wastewater sampling sites, a 10% spike was seen in at least 145 of them. From the U.S. Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
When the Biden administration passed banning Russian oil imports, there was some pork added that not too many people noticed. The Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act. It is explained by Republican Representative Glenn Grothman on Newsmax.
Well, traditionally this act, which passed in 2012, was designed for specific human rights abuses, kidnapping, murder, that sort of thing, torture. But in this bill, they open it up to whatever they define as serious human rights abuses, and they can penalize elected officials or people in other countries who they feel are encouraging those abuses, in which the Biden administration pushes its LGBTQ agenda, and now they have, and abortion agenda, and now they have the ability to penalize people in these countries who don't follow the left-wing line.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, I knew it was going to be hard, but like you, we didn't realize how hard it was going to be. But that doesn't stop us from fighting. After all, we've got a country to save. Thank you for joining in. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got the one and only Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Mr. Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. All eyes right now on Ukraine continue to be. The president, President Zelensky, going to be speaking to Congress here this morning. Of course, I mean, here he is. It's amazing. Zelensky, Ukraine, the same president that was involved with this quid pro quo with our president, you know, some shenanigans with Hunter Biden. I mean, who would have thought that he would be the head and the fighter for freedom these days?
You know, who would have thought that we would know the name of the president of Ukraine, not just because Ukraine's under attack, but because he was intimately involved in U.S. politics. It's just, it's amazing how some spots in the world sort of get a lot of, you know, they don't actually forget, they don't lose their 15 seconds of fame. They just keep holding on to it through different things that pop up. But yeah, I mean, let's be clear. This guy has stood up for his country. He has done what a lot of Americans wish American presidents would do. Mm-hmm. And he is, and in his willingness to die for his country, he has set a standard for how, I think, how people in the world want their leaders to behave.
Exactly. And the way we want the citizens to behave. The Ukrainians themselves, Rick, I mean, they're fighting back. I mean, this is shades and memories of what you and I have read about, you know, during the American Revolution, where you get everyday farmers resisting the number one military force. I mean, there's just so much that you're seeing in real time that it causes you to pause and imagine what it must have been like, you know, for the early American patriots. And here you've got Ukrainian patriots showing us, lest we forget, what it looks like.
Well, and it shows us also that the, for whatever reason, the Russian army has chosen to use their lesser weapons in terms of their tanks. They're not using the latest tanks. They're using this is like third generation tanks. But it's it's really shocking that the Russians have deployed reportedly 80% of their ground forces in their whole country. They've deployed 80% of their ground forces into Ukraine, and they're not making nearly as much progress as I think anybody in the world thought they would. And part of it is, you know, not to be technical, but part of it is supply chain. They don't, you know, a lot of their tanks are running out of gas. Mm-hmm. They don't have, you know, Russia may have all the gas and oil and natural gas in the world, but the fact is that if you can't get it to where you need it, it doesn't do any good. Mm-hmm. And they're finding they're having real supply line problems, and those supply line problems are both a result of Ukraine, you know, citizens cutting supply lines in real activity, G-U-E-R-R-I-L-E. A's last word letter. Anyway, it's a, they do a, but it's also just, you know, they don't have a system in place to actually extend, mm-hmm. Extend force for a long distance because they're not set up that way. And it's a glaring kind of problem because every general in the history of America, of the world has been taught that you can't go farther than your supplies will take.
Exactly. Well, and that's what General King had noted early on. To run, basically what they were doing was pretty ambitious. They were running four operations. Well, that requires four distinct, to your point, supply chain logistics that have to be associated with that, including air cover, you know, trucks moving personnel, supplies in and out. That's quite an endeavor. And he saw it that, you know, with his, all his experience and ground forces, and that as a general, he just saw that as a heroic task on their part. And then you add to that, Rick, a lot of these Russian soldiers have just been, you know, recently conscripted. Their heart is not in this. I mean, you've got I think it's something like 20,000 already, 20,000 back on the ranch in Russia, where the citizens are revolting. And they're ending up in jail. They're being charged, you know, immediately and looking at, maybe up to 20 years worth of jail. You've got a gal that, we saw on their TV, on their propaganda channel, go behind the spokesperson saying, hey, this is all propaganda. Don't believe them. You know, Russia doesn't want war. And, of course, she was before, you know, and had a hearing, I believe it was yesterday. And pretty much said, hey, you know, you're in serious trouble. She paid a little bit of fine, but she's looking, you know, maybe 10, 20 years herself.
Yeah, let's be clear. Russia, unless we forget, Russia doesn't really encourage dissent. And, you know, and for all the times we've seen creeping towards that here in our country, I think it's for Americans, it's good to actually know what that looks like and what our country is creeping towards, because that's what it is. It's a, Putin doesn't allow for dissent.
Right.
And, you know, it's a real problem when they have to use conscripts. You basically have to sit there and say, okay, well, you don't know what you're doing. You're not getting much training. We're shoving you into Ukraine. You know, the public hasn't been incited to have a reason to need to attack Ukraine.
Right.
And so consequently, there's not a fervor related to it. Now, you know, there is, and this, just to be fair, on the other side of this, there are a lot of people in Russia who are, you know, doing things like their sports teams doing a Z formation to show solidarity with the Russian troops that are painting Z's on their arms, mm-hmm. largely because the Ukrainians have the same arms as the Russians, and they want to be able to determine, they want to be able to tell them apart. But it is a, but that's become a symbol for the Ukraine, for the aggression against Ukraine. And there are Russians who are indeed supporting that. But
I thought the way you make it sound, if they're putting a Z, maybe it's a Z for Zelensky that they're supporting.
Well, yeah, you know, that's the irony. Yeah. That's the irony for it, is that they've chosen to mark their vehicles with a Z, and when you think about Z in Ukraine, you think of Zelensky, and it kind of puts him in a fix. But Bill, you know, the Zelensky talks to Congress is really, really interesting. At least we won't have anybody releasing an alternative transcript.
Exactly.
It should be live. But, you know, him talking to Congress is extraordinarily interesting because, you know, the president typically controls foreign policy in America, and Joe Biden has made it clear that he's not interested in committing U.S. forces into Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And Zelensky is essentially going to Congress over his head in some respects.
Yes.
And, oh, by the way, he's the same guy who Nancy Pelosi didn't believe when he said there was no quid pro quo.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Donald Trump. So
got to go to break. More from Rick after this.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the bearded men participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. And that distinction is in the heart. Men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation which can open the door to share both the good news of Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our desire is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and every bit of sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to hear the gospel message in their heart language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Rick Manning continues with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, well, I'll tell you, we could spend days on this whole, and of course we are spending days, and we're spending weeks, you know, talking about Ukraine, how we got here, the leadership. I mean, how do you have confidence in the Biden leadership? I mean, you send Kamala Harris out to represent the country. It is a total embarrassment how she represented our country. It's no wonder. I mean, Forget about the idea that our enemies no longer fear us, allies don't trust us. It's like everybody, both sides, they're laughing at us. They just can't believe that the United States of America would be represented by such an incompetent leadership. A president, I mean, look at all three of them. I mean, when you hear them talk, whether you listen to Joe Biden, who has a hard time finishing a sentence and really, completing a thought. And then you got Kamala Harris that, Lord have mercy, I have no idea what planet she's on. And speaking of planets, Nancy Pelosi at 81 is, she's dysfunctional. And these are the three top leaders of our government. And, they're leading us down a road that is like, man, if there was a way, Rick, to fire all three of them in an instant, we need to do something to save this country. I mean, it is that bad.
Towards that end, I have a friend, but this friend said a couple of days ago after Pelosi gave her garbled, we're not increasing inflation and we're not increasing the debt kind of speech. Their comment was, I wonder if Patrick Leahy's sentient, because he's number four in line.
Yes.
And he's retiring because he's really, really old, from Vermont. So, that, that was a comment. Is the fourth guy in line situationally aware? Is he cognitively there? Because, the fact of the matter is, you don't get a lot of hope and solace in anything that comes out of the top three.
Yes, exactly. Well, and let's just talk about inflation. You mentioned that. You say Biden just needs to look in the mirror on inflation. He wants to blame, Putin, for inflation, all our problems. And meanwhile, we know that it's government spending that is exacerbating inflation. And Joe Biden signs a $1.5 trillion spending bill.
Yeah, it's which isn't paid for, of course.
Of course.
So they just keep spending more than we have and going jolly along the way. Now, ironically, Nancy Pelosi's argument that, they're going to argue that they've cut the deficit in half because they're counting all the COVID spending as, okay, the deficit was $5 trillion last year, so now we've got it $2.5 trillion this year, $3 trillion this year. We've cut the deficit by $2 trillion when not recognizing that last year was they're recognizing that last year wasn't a normal year in any way, shape, or form. They don't realize that 2020 wasn't a normal year in any way, shape, or form. And as a result, they use those as baselines to praise themselves for actually increasing spending by $2 trillion. It's insane, but it's using statistics to lie.
Right.
And that's what they're doing.
Well, it's the fuzzy math of D.C. We've seen it work time and time again. The people are, their hands are in the air. They're just up in arms about this because they continue to lie to us. They can't give it to us straight. And everything is all about propaganda. And we're just waiting to see, as we inch toward the midterms, what's the next propaganda bombshell they're going to drop on us in order to maintain power?
Yeah, it's, if I could predict that, I'd bet accordingly and retire. But they are, they're really good at manipulation. Mm-hmm. They're not good at much else, but they're really good at manipulation. And it's a, 50% of the American public is still willing to be manipulated.
Yeah.
And hopefully more and more people are waking up and saying, hey, this is kind of garbage.
Well, the damage they're doing, Rick, the damage they're doing is going to take us so much, and there's going to be so much cleanup. I mean, this isn't going to be something where you just get new management and turn things around. I mean, you've got to reverse a lot of things, especially our attitude toward fossil fuels. I mean, look what happened. You and I were talking off air about this, and I had heard about this as well. I said I knew this was on the horizon, but the fact that it's this close is very dangerous, and that is that China and Saudi Arabia, and you can't blame, we've actually forced Saudi Arabia into the arms of our, if not our biggest enemy, China, to go partner with them. And what's the deal that China wants as well? We're going to get rid of that that petrodollar. Because the fact of the matter is the petrodollar, the America petrodollar, has been the basis. That has been the foundation of our wealth, has it not?
It absolutely has been. What people don't realize is we're the world reserve currency because the single thing, commodity that every single place in the world needs is oil. And Saudi Arabia, the number one supplier of oil, says you can't buy our oil unless you buy it with dollars.
Right.
And because of that, we essentially are able to export our inflation around the world because other governments need to buy our treasury bonds by dollars in order to trade them for oil and for any other commodity. Because if you buy stuff around this world in dollars. Mm-hmm. And it is the fact that Saudi Arabia is now flirting with China about allowing China to buy Saudi oil using yuan, the Chinese currency, that effectively breaks our position in the world. And you don't create $30 trillion in debt if there's no market for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute people say, I don't need to hold as many dollars in my sovereign wealth account, the minute they say that,
right,
if we think inflation's bad now, we haven't seen anything yet.
Rick, does this open the door to, I mean, there's lots of talk about cyber currency, and is this open the door to it? I mean, is there some international negotiation by it that we do lose the petrodollar, but maybe we cut some, there's going to be some losses realized here, and this is going to open the doorway to say, okay, it's not going to be the one, but it's going to be some sort of, cyber currency that we work with.
Yeah, I'm sure the UN would like to have a cyber currency, or IAN, International Monetary Fund, would like to have a cyber currency that is a universal cyber currency that they control and they get to vig off of.
Yes.
And the real danger with cyber currency is this a lot longer spot than we have left, but the real danger with cyber currency is obviously, as we see in Canada and elsewhere, the ability to basically shut off your access to your dollars, to your wealth, with a flip of a switch, becomes very, very real with cyber currency because you don't have actual physical dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, it makes gold and silver kind of obsolete and black market, a black market commodity. And so all those safeguards you have to ensure that somebody just can't shut off your bank account and say, you suddenly are penniless and depending upon us to be able to get access to your wealth. We'll tell you how much of your wealth you can have. And, in fact, it's no longer your wealth under those circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's the most dangerous thing that comes out of that.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of China, listen, we just have to really, really put a lot of heat on Joe Biden and urge him to turn his eyes away from Iran, quit funding terrorism coming out of Iran, and again, begin to support the Southern Alliance that Donald Trump put together that actually are the people who are our allies and are funding, we're dependent upon. Saudi Arabia is the only country in the world that can destroy the United States.
Well,
and
I can
do is eliminate the dollars, the world reserve currency.
Well, I can predict what will happen there, Rick, with certainty. And that is that Biden is not. He's all in. He is picking up where Barack Obama left off. It is the redistribution of wealth. America's assets, jobs, and everything are being shipped out overseas at the expense of the people. It is no longer America first. It's America last. That and those are the policies of one Joe Biden. And all you have to do is look at what he's signing and the things that he's supporting. He's not interested in America. That is just the bottom line of it. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Governor.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 5% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 17712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Zelensky will speak to both houses of Congress this morning around 11 a.m. Eastern, it's being reported a request for him to speak at the Japanese Parliament has been submitted. The Prime Ministers of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia traveled to the embattled Ukrainian capital of Kyiv to meet with President Zelensky on Tuesday in a show of support for Ukraine. Slovenia Prime Minister Janez Janša.
We are also here to tell you that you're not alone. Your fight is our fight, and together we will prevail.
Almost a year after 13-year-old Adam Toledo was killed by a Chicago police officer in Little Village, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox announced that her office will not be bringing charges against the officers who fired the fatal shot, nor will they charge the officer who killed a 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez. Both Toledo and Alvarez were carrying guns on the night they were shot. Prosecutors determined that both officers acted reasonably. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Bill Pasco. Yes, the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington. Mr. Bill, how you doing, buddy? Oh, we just got plugged in. Okay. Hey, Bill, how are you? I was already, I did this booming introduction for you, and you were still in transition, you know, getting plugged in. So you didn't hear me totally. Anyway, welcome, Bill Pasco.
Hey, happy birthday.
Hey, well, very kind of you. You remember, huh? Well, that's very nice. Yes, March 16th.
It only happens one day a year.
That's it. But that's very nice that you remember. Hey, lots to talk about. You know, this is amazing what we're finding out here in this this nuclear deal that Biden and his team are working on with Iran. This is, he's all sold out. He's so sold out on this that he's conflicted in how to deal with Ukraine. He's tied up and pretzeled with Russia because Russia was, why is Russia negotiating this thing with Iran anyway?
This is, you're absolutely right. It's absolutely stunning. I've never seen anything like this. Okay, so let's go back to several years ago when President Obama was president. You remember, he was desperate to get a deal with Iran. He didn't think that the United States should have a monopoly on nuclear weapons. He thought that Iran should be able to have nuclear weapons, just not on his watch. He didn't want to have to worry about Iran with a nuclear weapon. So he said, what if we engaged in a deal that says you will delay getting a nuclear weapon for several years until long after I'm gone and I'm retired, and it'll be a problem for the next American president? And Iran said, well, that's fine by us. Okay, we can wait a couple of years. So they signed a deal. President Trump came into office, looked at the deal, and said, this is an unbelievably bad deal for the United States. We're pulling out and we're imposing sanctions on Iran. Mm-hmm. Now comes President Biden, who says, oh, no, we have to go back to that deal. And the Iranians say, you know what? We don't trust America. We don't believe in America's credibility on the international stage. So first thing we want is we want a guarantee that you are never going to be able to withdraw from a new deal if we agree to come back into the deal. Well, Biden can't promise that because guess what? Obama didn't turn it in to the Senate as a treaty to be ratified under the Constitution. Neither is Biden. Neither one of them plans to actually put a treaty before the Senate of the United States. So he can't promise that. So the Iranians say, well, why should we trust you? We don't even want to sit in a room with your diplomats.
Mm-hmm.
Enter Russia. Putin says, Mr. President, to Joe Biden, he says, Mr. President, don't worry. We'll carry your water on these negotiations. You can allow Russian diplomats to act as your interlocutor. And Biden says, well, thank you very much, Vlad. I appreciate that greatly. That'd be wonderful. So that's what's going on. The Iranians literally won't sit in the same room as the American diplomats, and the Russians are now carrying our water. Now, of course, this gives Russia just a little bit of leverage. Remember, too, under the deal, Iran will sell its enriched uranium to Russia. Iran agrees to give up its enriched uranium, which is what they make nuclear weapons out of. And for some reason, all the countries who are part of this agreement have said, well, Russia can take the enriched uranium off your hands. Not like Russia might find bad things to do with additional enriched uranium. So we're going to give it to Russia. Russia turns around at the very end now, about a week ago, 10 days ago, and they said, wait, the United States has put sanctions on Russia. We want guarantees at the level of the Secretary of State or above, meaning either Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, or President Biden would be able to give the guarantees that they want. In other words, they don't want to hear it just from some low-level negotiator. They want to hear it from the very top levels of the American government that the sanctions that we have imposed on Russia will not prevent Russia from carrying out its duties under this new renegotiated deal. Why does Russia care about that? Because Russia's not doing what it's doing for free. They're not doing it because they're a good neighbor. They're doing it because they're going to get paid by Iran for taking this enriched uranium. And it's
Russia's
going to make hard currency.
See, Bill, but not to mention the fact that this expands their footprint. Right now they have an agreement that says they can only have X nuclear weaponry, right? And so now they can claim, well, that's not ours, that's Iran's. So that doesn't count against, the number of nuclear weapons that we have in force, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so they know that they've been sanctioned. They know that they're being thrown out of the world financial system for what they're doing in Ukraine. This is going to be a new lifeline for Russia. If the Biden administration buckles and says, well, yes, by all means, we wouldn't want what you're doing in Ukraine and our response to what you're doing in Ukraine to interfere with your ability to make money off of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
I am deathly afraid, Bill, that the Biden administration is so desperate to get this deal done that they're going to be willing to tell the Russians, yeah, we'll carve out an exemption for you from the sanctions as long as you're doing everybody's agreed upon will under the terms of the new Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, this ridiculous name they've got for what is truly a ridiculous deal.
Have the Democrats ever seen an exemption they can't fall in love with? I mean,
no.
I don't know whether it's Obamacare. I mean, go on down the line. I mean, this is the party of exemptions. And again, we're still questioning, you know, why we're going to let Iran have, you know, nuclear access when President Obama himself, like you said, he just didn't want it to happen on his watch. But yet he would tell the American people straight up, well, Iran will never have a nuclear bomb. Oh, yeah. Right. Come on.
you touch on something that's actually it's a very good point. This is the party of exemptions. And it undermines one of the core concepts of America. In America, we believe that no man is above the law. We believe that no man is below the law. We believe that all men are created equal, and that includes all women. Yes, to my feminist friends. Everybody's supposed to be equal in the United States. Nobody above the law, nobody below the law. That means that the law applies equally to all of us, no matter whether we're talking about the President of the United States or a bum on the street. The law applies to all of us equally. There should be no exemptions for anyone. And yet it seems time after time after time, the Democratic Party wants to find ways to carve out exemptions for either for its own leaders. They don't want They don't want Hillary Clinton to be prosecuted, even though she clearly violated the law. So they end up rewriting the FBI director's speech so he yes. doesn't use trigger words
right.
that would exactly. that would make clear to everybody that, yes, we found her in violation of the law in several instances. We can rewrite those words. If we just substitute a word here and substitute a word there, then she's not crossed the line. This exemption business is very dangerous for the long run, because one of the things it does, Bill, is it calls into question the application of the law.
Exactly.
Why should I care about following the law if other people get away with breaking the law? Why shouldn't I be like the other people?
Because you're not like the other people, and because you're not like the other people, you get to spend over a year without due process in a D.C. jail. Or because we really determine, you know, on our whim that you're a special terrorist threat, we're going to put you in solitary confinement. How do you like them apples?
Yeah, yeah. This is very troubling. We are on a long slippery slope. And the bad part is that the slope gets worse. The slope becomes more steep, and the speed that we will roll down that slope increases as we continue to get further and further away from the notion of equal rule under the law.
Well, the American people have put up with it. We've tolerated this. We've accepted it. Just, you know, we may make fun of it. We may shake our heads. But we allow our American citizens, our fellow citizens, to be locked up in jail. We allow our privacy to be compromised. We allow big tech to come in and treat us like data points and rob us of our information. And all, you know, and this happens with impunity. Thank you very much, the U.S. government that's supposed to be there to protect and secure us, right?
Well, you know, the first thing we can do is remember there are elections in about 8 months. In November, you're going to have an opportunity. All of your listeners are going to have an opportunity to stand up and choose new leaders. That's the cool thing about America. We can have we actually have a constitution that allows us to have a revolution every 2 years in the House of Representatives. We've got the opportunity, and it's time to select a House of Representatives that's going to start fighting for equality under the rule of law and go back to the original principles of this country. It's
exactly.
Very important.
Bill Pascoe, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy. Take care. Have a good day.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got 6 houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and Chris Chmielewski is with us. He's the Numbers USA Deputy Director. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Always good to have you. Now, it's clear the Biden administration, somehow they're confused about borders. I guess, what is it about this administration? Whether it's Ukraine's border or our border, I guess he's consistent, you could say.
I guess so, you know, as, you know, it's kind of become a cliche. He likes to try to protect Ukraine's border, but has no interest in protecting ours.
Yeah, he's actually putting more. Well, on one hand, yes, but on the other hand, then we heard today, I don't know if you heard this, but back in April, Janet Yellen decided to authorize, with Joe Biden's approval, something like, I don't know, $17 billion. Of spending. They kind of gifted it to the Russians while they're amassing their troops on the border of Ukraine. I mean, the cartels in Mexico are probably saying, hey, what happened to our billions? You know?
Right. Yeah. And they're taking advantage of it. You know, we've got new border report for February crossings, and, you know, 158,000 people were apprehended. For 158,000 apprehensions at the border, and it's an increase of about 60% from the same month a year ago. And you know what's most concerning about this is the administration is probably moving away from Title 42. That's the I'm going to call it an excuse. The excuse that they're using to at least remove some of these people because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But they're gonna start rolling that down and. You know, while Americans will still be wearing masks pretty much on public transportation and all these other places, they're going to throw the border wide open and say that, you know, COVID-19 pandemic's over, so you can all stay. We're not going to turn you back anymore.
Well, it's only over until they say it's not over, and they'll say it's not over as we approximate the midterm election, right?
Because
it worked so effectively for him the last time around. And, you know, hey, they're not about to give up control and power this easily. And for people that are predicting this red wave, you know, rejoicing and this party that's supposed to be taking place is that we've seen time and again that the Republicans have the ability to, to grasp, defeat from the jaw of victory. And they do this time and again. So I'm not very optimistic about it, although I'm optimistic in the sense that I'm seeing where many of these states have really, sealed things up and said, OK, here, we're going to really make sure that we don't fall victim to what happened to us in the 2020 election. I think that's positive. And we'll see how that plays out the first time that, 500 or so Democratic lawyers come in and attack the state houses and threaten lawsuits.
Right, right. Yeah, and, we'll have to see. I mean, for now, as long as the border numbers stay the way they are, Republicans have a heck of an issue.
Exactly. Well, Chris, how can the border officials manage this many people? I mean, that is... And that's just in 1 month. How many did you say? 156,000?
It was 158,000. 158. Ended last month. Yeah.
How do they handle that?
They don't. They've basically become paper pushers. You know, the people come in, they process them, and if they fall under one of the categories, which is basically single adult males. Where they fall under that Title 42, and they can turn them right back. They do. Otherwise, if they're part of a family unit or an unaccompanied alien child, they basically turn them over to HHS or other officials and allow them to relocate into the interior of the United States. But even if a single adult male comes across the border illegally, you know, if they can claim that they've got a family member or something here, they can make a humanitarian claim and possibly get paroled. And that's what we saw with the images of Border Patrol, you know, calling Ubers for these folks and taking them to the closest airport.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then we'll fly them into the interior of the country, God knows where, without
right.
anybody knowing and being, you know, given any kind of warning or heads up that, hey, we're sending another 100 people into your city, right?
Right, right, exactly. So, and it's interesting, I'm going through some immigration related legislation the last couple of days and weeks, and there's quite a number of bills that have been introduced by Republicans that simply just requiring notification. Hey, we're going to require the Department of Homeland Security to notify states when they're about to drop off, you know, a couple hundred, maybe even a couple thousand illegal border crossers into their state, so they can at least prepare for them. You know, obviously won't see light of day in under Pelosi's leadership, but you know, will a Republican Congress bring those bills to the floor? Well,
yep.
We'll have to wait and see.
But this is absurd. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
If you're going to introduce a bill, how about you introduce a bill that says this is unacceptable on its face? End of story.
Yeah.
I don't need to have advance notice to put out a welcome mat. That's not even going to come into play at all. But no, we're going to give it lip service and say, hey, we did this, and then we'll, when we go out and raise money, you know, for our campaigns and go back in town hall meetings, we can tell her, hey, look at the bill I presented, that they at least give advance notice. You've already let the cows out of the barn. What about going back to the barn, locking the barn up?
Yeah, and there's great bills introduced, one by Congressman Andy Biggs out of Arizona, for example, that would close up all these loopholes that basically these illegal border crossers are using, you know, coming across in family units or coming across under the age of 18 or coming in and trying to claim some sort of humanitarian need, and then they can get parole into the United States. So it's going to close up a lot of those loopholes and limit them from getting work permits and things like that. So great, great piece of legislation. This is more of the ones who are in the pocket of leadership that are introducing these bills that are at least recognizing the problem. And that's always been our biggest issue, because usually most of them are in a rush to grant amnesty to all these folks.
Exactly.
On the Republican side.
Chris, common sense has left the building here.
And this is
what's driving Americans nuts, because they go, wait a minute, you know, my 10-year-old could run this better than you are doing. I mean, you know, it's just there's no connection. I mean, it's such an upside down world. I mean, here we are. We're talking about what happened this month. But, as you reported last year, we had over 2 million in the fiscal year 2021.
Right.
And then as if that's not enough, then we had the omnibus bill, which is already has been determined. Clearly, it's not Putin's fault. Inflation, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, don't buy that. Joe Biden is that's another one of those common sense things that he has no familiarity with. It's not Putin's fault. We know that the government's spending has exacerbated inflation. And so he signs in at the height of inflation that we're looking at, inflation getting up to 10, you know, double digits here pretty soon, Chris. He signs a $1.5 trillion bill. And of that, you were going to be able to look and were you able to determine in that bill, I mean, to over 2,700 pages, what did they do for border control?
So, interestingly, they actually set aside money for Border Patrol, and believe it or not, they set aside money for a border wall, and they also increased funding for ICE. They maintained the 34,000 detention beds. But the reason why I bring up that last point, the detention beds specifically, is because, yeah, we're paying for 34,000 detention beds, but nobody's in them. So that's the whole point. So it's all kind of lip service. So, yeah, they maintain funding for Border Patrol, maintain funding for border wall funding, increase funding for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Doesn't mean they have to spend it or spend it to actually enforce the laws that are on the books or to strengthen mm-hmm. immigration enforcement. So, you know, they set aside the money, but it doesn't mean that it's gonna help matters and reduce numbers at the border right now.
How much you want to bet that a lot of that money goes to pronoun sensitivity training?
Oh yeah, especially for ICE. That's what it's going to go more towards. It's going to teach Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers not to racially profile and things like that when they're actually allowed to go out and enforce the law. None of it, like I said, is going to actually go towards enforcement. Or, you know, another thing with it, both Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they're short on supplies. You know, mm-hmm. they're very light on things like, you know, bulletproof jackets, and they're going into some hairy places. Yeah. You know, the border can be a dangerous area, but you know, these guys are undersupplied and under, you know, the other side has a whole lot more firepower behind them than our law enforcement agents do.
Unbelievable. And then here they are. Well, you know, the agents can only hope that they attend the sensitivity training courses instead of being out in the field, being subjected to cartel armament when they're so poorly equipped. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting, because you know what's going to happen. It always happens with the Democrats, is because they get all this money and they create this new bureaucracy. It's all going to be part of this, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion officers now that are going to go crazy. And it's not going to just be one. There's going to be multiples of these officers making, you know, a couple of $100,000 a year forever until the day they die.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's these numbers continue, though. I mean, his numbers are already, Biden's numbers are already ridiculously low on immigration. So,
well, the people got to speak up. They've got to speak up, yeah, and do something about it, because, you know, the whole mess of them, they're so incompetent at every turn, whether they're talking about what's going on in Ukraine, inflation, energy, independence. I mean, it is endless. And whether it's Biden, whether Kamala Harris, I mean, she's not proved any much value, especially on the world stage when she's had a chance to shine. Is, oh my gosh, it's like, really? I mean, it's embarrassing. And this is the leadership of our country, Chris Chmielewski. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. G'day.